Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, November 4th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Green Bay Packers meet the Chicago Bears in the Monday night football game at Lambeau Field to wrap up week number 9 in the National Football League. B.J. Raji and the Packers are hitting the primetime stage on a roll.
My confidence is high and usually wins. Consecutive wins does that. But ultimately, this is obviously rivalry week. You can kind of throw the record out the window at this point. You know, we know each other so well. And I think it's going to make for a good game.
Packers have won 4 in a row, and they sit at 5-2 to lead the NFC North. The Bears are at 4-3. Aaron Rodgers on the Chicago defense says they're still very good, so every ball handler has to be aware of turnovers.
They know how important it is to take care of the football, especially in division rivalries. We talked about that last week against Minnesota. We had a zero-turnover game, came out on top. Got to do the same thing again this week.
Jay Cutler will not start for the Bears with a groin injury. Josh McCown makes his first start for Chicago. He's 13-20 in his career as a starter over his 13-year career. And he says it was good to have an extra week to prepare for the Packers.
It's always nice, coming off a bye week to have a little bit extra time, especially when you're transitioning into playing, from backing up. So that's been nice. It was good to have that. Monday and Tuesday, kind of extra days to get in a rhythm with the guys and get some extra work with the receivers.
Kicks off Monday night at 7:40 at Lambeau Field. The Detroit Lions had a bye weekend. This weekend, the only division team in action on Sunday, the Minnesota Vikings. They had a late lead but could not hang on in Dallas. Cowboys get a touchdown pass from Tony Romo with 35 seconds left to win 27-23. Jared Allen and the Vikes slipped to 1-7.
Thought they played good. I think we only gave up 17 on the day. But obviously 7 too many, 4 too many, whatever it was. Guys were playing their butts off today, man. For it to end that way, it's tough.
Packers' next opponent, Philadelphia, coming to Lambeau next Sunday. They routed the Raiders in Oakland 49-20. Nick Foles becomes the second quarterback, aside from Peyton Manning, and the 7th in NFL history to throw 7 touchdown passes in a single game.
It's something that's special for the Philadelphia Eagles organization. We were able to spread the ball around, but you got to look at the key components that went through it, the O-line blocking, guys running great routes, making huge catches. So it's a special moment for the organization, but it's special for all our teammates. We just got to keep getting on the right path.
Kansas City Chiefs on the undefeated path. They get to 9-0, beating the Buffalo Bills 23-13. Bills were in front, looking for a 17-3 advantage when it was an interception by Sean Smith, taken back 100 yards for a touchdown. One of two defensive scores for the Chiefs as they win 23-13. Smith says, yeah, strange to have the D outscore the O, but it worked.
The defense kind of carried us. We had to make some plays. It's how it is. You just have to go out there and line up and do your job. Whatever happens, happens.
Seattle Seahawks, the best record in the NFC at 8-1, but they trailed the winless Buccaneers 21-0 before rallying to win at home 27-24 in overtime. Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson.
That was a huge win. You think about it, just think about the deficit that we were under 21-0 at one point. And to be able to come back in that fashion, I believe that was the biggest comeback in Seahawks history. So that's big time.
Other finals at Tennessee beat St. Louis 28-21. Chris Johnson, 23 carries, 150 yards, and 2 scores. Carolina's won 5 in a row, and they sent Atlanta to another tough loss, 34-10. The Jets knocked off New Orleans, handing the Saints their second loss, 26-20. Ex-Saint Chris Ivory, 18 carries, 139 yards. In overtime, Washington got the kickoff and drove all the way for the go-ahead and winning touchdown, Darryl Young's third rushing score of the game, 30-24. The Skins beat the Chargers in OT. It was Cleveland over Baltimore, 24-18. New England dominated Pittsburgh 55-31, putting up 610 yards of offense. And in the Sunday night game, Indianapolis rallied to beat Houston 27-24. Texans led 21-3 at the half, but head coach Gary Kubiak, on his way to the locker room at intermission, collapsed on the field. He was taken to a hospital, spent the night under observation, reportedly doing fine, but no word on what caused him to collapse in the first place. J.J. Watt of the Texans says it's not easy losing your coach and a 6th in a row.
It's very frustrating. Anytime something like this happens, it's an extremely difficult situation. Your thoughts are with your coach. You want to go out there. You want to win a football game. Tough deal.
In college football, Alabama remains number one in the polls, and in the BCS standings, the Wisconsin Badgers improved to 6-2 overall, 4-1 in the Big Ten, with a nice road win at Iowa City, beating the Hawkeyes 28-9. Badgers, again, number 24 in the BCS, but for the 12th year in a row, and for the first time under new head coach Gary Anderson, the Badgers are going to go bowling.
Yeah, it's huge to be bowl eligible. You know, for me, I love being bowl eligible. It's an opportunity to be with these kids for whatever amount of time it may be, whether it's a month or longer or whatever. It's great to be bowl eligible, and you know, I love this group of kids. So fired up, fires me up.
St. Norbert College fired up. The Green Knights dominated Beloit 52-17. They go to 7-0 in the Midwest Conference, 7-1 overall. Lakeland with a win on Saturday, 35-32 over Aurora College. In NBA action, the Bucks dropped their home opener to the Toronto Raptors on Saturday night, 97-90. Bucks 1-2 on the season. They'll host Cleveland on Wednesday. Minnesota Timberwolves defeated the New York Knicks 109-100. Kevin Love and the T-Wolves are off to a 3-0 start.
We got to fail quick and also have success quick. And we know we have another game tomorrow against a Cavaliers team that plays well at home, plays an up-tempo, up-pace game. But we're going to enjoy the win tonight and hopefully have a good game plan tomorrow going into Cleveland.
Lakers beat Atlanta 105-103. Orlando over Brooklyn 107-86. Miami rebounds from two straight losses, beating Washington 103-93. LeBron James says everyone got involved.
We knew from the beginning of the game, even though we missed a lot of shots to start the game, we will continue to move the ball, and it's going to break through at some point. I mean, it's very contagious. Guys want to move extra shots. I mean, we have 5, 6, 7 pass possessions, and it worked to our favor.
Detroit beat Boston 87-77. Oklahoma City over Phoenix 103-96. College basketball final exhibition tune-ups for the Green Bay Phoenix men and women. On Saturday, the ladies beat Northern Michigan 65-53, won both their exhibition contests. They'll open the regular season against Northern Illinois at the Crest Event Center on Friday night. And the men played their only exhibition at the Resch Center Sunday, dominating Viterbo College 82-39. Every player who got on the floor scored for the Phoenix. Greg Mays led with a dozen. They shot 52% from the floor. Phoenix men will open their season not at the Atlanta preseason tip-off championship tournament, which was canceled, but against Northern Michigan at the Crest Event Center Saturday afternoon. On the ice, the Dallas Stars beat the Ottawa Senators 4-3 in a shootout. It was the Calgary Flames over the Chicago Blackhawks 3-2 in overtime. Chris Russell netted the game-winning goal for the Flames.
Yeah, it was a Butsy made a nice pass to me going wide and step on the D, so I figured it was worth giving it a shot and firing it and ripped it when posting in. So it was a nice one to go up a goal on them.
Minnesota Wild shut out the New Jersey Devils 4-0 at college hockey. The St. Norbert Green Knights, ranked number 2 in the nation, swept Marion in their season opening series. Green Bay Gamblers swept a pair from the Des Moines Buccaneers on the weekend. In baseball, the Detroit Tigers have hired Brad Ausmus as their manager to succeed the retiring Jim Leyland. On the NASCAR circuit, the AAA Texas 500, dominated by Jimmy Johnson, the five-time champion, led 334 laps to take the checkered flag in front of Dale Earnhardt Jr. Matt Kenseth came in fourth, and now Johnson leads Kenseth by 7 points with 2 races to go in the chase for the championship. In golf, Dustin Johnson wins the HSBC Champions Tournament in Shanghai, China. And Fred Couples wins the final Champions Tour event of the season, but it's Kenny Perry who takes home the Charles Schwab Cup for the season-long title and a $1 million annuity. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.